Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Billboard announces its first ever MusicCon. P. Diddy's going to be hosting the BBMAs. We take you behind the scenes at the Latin American Music Awards and also show you what Harry Styles was doing at Coachella. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Friday, April 22nd. I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. Billboard is bringing you MusicCon, a first-of-its-kind event with panels and performances celebrating the Billboard Music Awards. Anita is taking the stage with a fire performance and speaking with us. There'll be conversations like a decade of touring with Machine Gun Kelly, the explosion of Afrofusion with Burner Boy, the future of reggaeton with Rauw Alejandro, and the future of hip-hop with Latto. I like what I see. A boss like you need a boss like me. Daddy from the street, so he move low key. Trying to rock that mic like karaoke. The 2-day event will take place leading up to the BBMAs on Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th at Las Vegas' new immersive entertainment venue, Area 15. Ooh, baby, baby, you be talking tough. Tickets for MusicCon are on sale now at BillboardMusicCon.com, with a limited number of tickets available at early bird pricing.
Good morning, my neighbors! As the sun rises, I have an announcement.
That's right. Fresh off the press, Diddy is hosting the iconic 2022 Billboard Music Awards. Well, you might know him as Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, maybe even Love, but we all call him a legend. He made the announcement on the Today Show in a big way.
I am returning! And what better way to do that than to executive produce and the host this year's 2022 Billboard Award.
He's an icon, and he might just be in rehearsals to bring that icon status to the stage in an epic way. This is the man behind Making the Band and hits that stick like grits, including Bad Boys for Life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. And I'll Be Missing You. It's kind of hard with you not around. It's been 25 years since Combs won his first Billboard Music Award in 1997 for his multi-platinum album, No Way Out. He told us, "This will be unlike any award show. I'm bringing the love and setting the frequency at an all-time high. I'll be watching." The BBMAs will broadcast live coast-to-coast from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on Sunday, May 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBC, and will stream live on Peacock. The Latin AMAs brought all the energy to Vegas, and we're letting you know what went down. Karol G was tonight's big winner, taking home 6 awards, including Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, and Album of the Year for her chart-topping KG0516. And of course, King Bad Bunny came in second with 5 awards like Favorite Male Artist, Song of the Year, and Favorite Urban Song for Dakiti. The night also featured hot performances like Ciencio, who won Favorite Album, Pop. And the Black Eyed Peas took the stage to ponder that age-old question, where is the love?
Harry Styles had the crowd going absolutely wild in newly released footage from his much-talked-about headlining set at Coachella. The pop star arrived on stage to more than 100,000 people in the audience and opened his set with As It Was, the first single off his upcoming album, Harry's House. And if it looked like the crowd was on fire for that performance, well, just wait. The video's most memorable moment comes when Styles takes off the ginormous black feather jacket he wore for most of the song. The headliner performance marked Styles' first ever appearance at the festival. He's set to return this weekend for round 2 on Friday. The Stars Coachella set was a memorable one for so many reasons that week. As It Was became his second song to top the Hot 100, and in another much-talked-about moment, Styles was joined on stage by one of his childhood idols, Shania Twain, for an epic performance of Man, I Feel Like a Woman. He also reportedly premiered two unreleased songs, one of them apparently named Boyfriends off of Harry's House, which is scheduled for release May 20th.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.